Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Not all high school athletes follow the same path to Division I athletics. Some are five-star recruits, highly sought after throughout their high school career. Others, walk-ons who pay their dues just to see playing time. This week, WAER's Jake Marsh takes a look at another path and highlights some junior college athletes who are making a difference at Syracuse University.
This is the epicenter of junior college football.
Guys from Division I who had been in trouble, fails a drug test, flunks out of school.
Elite athletes who disappeared for a couple years and then show up again at Alabama or the New England Patriots. This is where they come from.
That right there is the message from Last Chance U, a Netflix original series based off the East Mississippi Community College football program. The JUCO team takes in elite players who are facing academic or disciplinary issues and, in effect, giving them one more shot to put their name on the map. A handful of Syracuse's players marched their way into the Salt City with junior college experience under their belt. Some of them have even finagled their way into the starting lineup. First, there's defensive lineman Alton Robinson. The Texas native comes from northeastern Oklahoma A&M and says D1 football was always in his sights.
It was always a go ever since high school because just seeing the guys older than me that were going D1 just inspired me to let me know that I can potentially do the same thing.
And it's an impressive feat to move up to the top level considering some of these players started with very few eyes zone in on them. But make no mistake, the speed of the game for ACC football compared to JUCO, like night and day. And Robinson knows he must adjust accordingly.
My game has changed a lot mentally because it's not just running around and you just being the most athletic guy out there. There's other guys that are just athletic and you got to just shave all your time off. Everything's happening quick.
Shifting to the Orange's offense, starting tight end Ravion Pierce comes from Southwest Mississippi Community College. And how about this? The junior, 5 catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown in his first career game down south 2 years ago. The opponent, that same East Mississippi team, featured on Last Chance U. And here at Syracuse, the South Florida native hasn't missed a beat either.
Punchy in the gun, takes the snap, gives to Perkins. Nope, he faked it, flipped it to the back of the end zone. Pierce goes up, makes the catch. It's a Syracuse touchdown. The fake to Perkins froze the chips. Pierce went up in the air and won the battle in the air. Syracuse is rolling. 27 unanswered points. 37-17 Orange.
Coming out of high school, Pierce was ranked the top tight end in both Broward and Miami-Dade County. And his contributions to the Orange a quarter way through the season certainly haven't hurt. Back on the defensive side of the ball stands Brandon Berry, a 6'4" redshirt sophomore who hails from Georgia. The lineman says the jump to SU's program straight out of Highland Community College in Kansas has been positive from all angles.
Been great. On and off the field. But on the field, it's been good. Coming in, having better coaches, coaching me good, getting me ready for the games.
Berry and Robinson are each part of SU's defensive front, and they'll be responsible for making some of the opposing offenses uncomfortable on the field. Head coach Dino Babers says Robinson has shown some sparks through the first 3 games, but there is plenty of work to be done.
I think he's still getting better from a day-to-day basis. He hasn't arrived by any means. He does have a high motor, but he tires very quickly. Obviously, he hasn't been through our conditioning program for a year. We're trying to work hard on that, but it's probably something that's not going to come to him until next year. But he does play the game the right way, and he's and he has the right enthusiasm and he has the right attitude. So as he continues to work and grow, hopefully he'll get better and better.
Robinson's checklist here at SU isn't only limited to progress on the gridiron. The sophomore has his priorities straight, and he's locked in on having a successful year at the Power 5 level.
My overall goals is to get my GPA over 3.0 and obviously finish the season with double-digit sacks. Just knowing how many people are here that are actually paying for this school out of their pocket, and for me to be fortunate enough to be able to get it paid for, might as well take advantage of that.
The proof is right there. If a player gets his shot to excel at any level, a lot can come out of it. Just look at some of Syracuse's players. Once sliding under the radar at various junior colleges, within a year's time, getting the chance to play in front of some of the best atmospheres in college football. Jake Marsh, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. And follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.